Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. A lot of stuff to cover on today's two-hour radio spectacular. But first, you know, we got a big event happening in Bimini with our friends at NAWI, the National Association of Underwater Instructors. The Leadership Rescue Workshop in Bimini is happening March 16th through the 18th, and it's going to be quite an event. Now, we had a guy who went through this pilot program a couple weeks ago tell you about what it's about, but now we got the big cheese. We got Butch Hendrick. He's the guy who actually put this thing together in the first place, I believe. Is that right, Butch? And by the way, welcome to Scuba Radio.
Well, thank you, Greg. What we've looked at for a long time, and I say a long time, well over 30 years, is that rescue, the way we teach it today, is you took your rescue course right after or during the process of your first 100 dives.
Right.
And it's not consistent, so the training is not... What I train you isn't what another instructor is going to do the exact same class. To look at what's happening with the dive industry, we discover that there is no consistency at the instructor, dive master, leadership level. And in fact, if we start listening to some of the dive operators, and especially the ones up here in New England, and some of the ones I was just with in Hawaii, they feel like that we need to have something else. And we've been talking about it now for well over 30 years. We needed an instructor, dive master level rescue class, something that really puts it together and says, this is how you actually save someone.
Right. And you know, I got to say, you know, Butch is the guy who started this stuff. I mean, he's considered the father of diving rescue. And is it true you introduced the first rescue diver certification card? Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yep.
So you kind of wrote the book on this program. It only took 40 years to put this program together. So a lot has went into this process. And, you know, when I first heard about the program, Butch, I got to tell you, I thought, wow, this is a no-brainer. Yeah, every dive master and above should probably participate in this program, if nothing else, to sharpen their skills. But you're saying it was created to kind of standardize the rescue diving techniques amongst all agencies? Is that what you're kind of saying, or what?
Yeah, what we'd really like to be able to do is set it so that every agency sets a bar, so to speak, that says, if you're going to be an instructor, a dive master, this is the minimum you must do. We don't actually have a rescue class that's advanced to the point of reality. When I say reality, the concept that when a person gets in trouble, they're going to come over and go, oh, excuse me, I'm out of air. Excuse me, I'm having some difficulty. And we're going to, quote unquote, just hand them a regulator, our octopus or our bypass.
Right.
We see it all the time that we don't even understand what we're really looking at when we see a dive accident starting, because we're waiting for the bug eyes. We're waiting for the body of the victim to suddenly come racing over to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not quite, by the time they're racing, they're already heading to the surface. A study that we did, Andrea and myself and Nally, about 25 years ago at UNEXO, down there with John Englander at the time, we took 1,000 people over 4 years in their deep tank, and they were of all levels, instructors, dive masters, people with hundreds and hundreds of dives. And when they were in trouble, every one of them removed their mask and spit out their mouthpiece. What we realize is the techniques that are being used today, they're not good enough. We're teaching a basic level support rescue class, and then we're expecting our instructor and dive master to expand upon it, understand how to use it properly for themselves. But when you start looking at some of the deaths that we've had in diving, and the instructor or the dive master did not make the rescue, there was contact. They physically had their hands on the diver. Mm-hmm. Now, that may have been a student. That may have been just another diver in the water. But in multiple cases, the individual who was in trouble was left on the bottom.
Hmm. So basically, this course that you've helped develop, this rescue workshop, which will kick off in Bimini, once again, March 16th through the 18th, you guys are going to put these divers in real-world scenarios and say, look, this is what kind of really happened, and this is how you would deal with it? Or are you going to kind of, like, surprise them and get them in tune where they just know how to react?
Now, the plan is to do what we did with the prototype program. We give them a fair amount of information that looks at where the failure rate has been in multiple cases, and then give them a general idea of what's going to happen. We start out in shallow water, in a pool or open water environment, and one of the things we discover is every single one to be able to remove a mask, breathe, replace the mask, flood it, breathe, and clear it, including myself, Andrea, et cetera. The whole staff has to do that. And what's amazing is to find that we have leadership personnel who can't breathe without a mask on.
That's not good.
And then, no, it's not good, but it's what we're discovering. Right? One of the things that will happen in the program is at some point in time, in open water, I am going to come to them, or another individual will, who's been practicing and trained for this, I'm going to come to them with no mouthpiece. I will not put my mouthpiece back in until they get me back to the surface. They have to save me.
Wow, is that going to be you? Who got that short straw?
It's going to be me. It's going to be me. It's going to be Andrea. It's going to be Travis, the National Training Director. They now refer to him as the International Training Director.
Right.
We've been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
And what we really want to look at is where are some of the flaws. And one of the things that we do know, I can't give away all the little tricks we're going to do with them, but most of it begins in shallow water, in a pool or a confined water space. And, of course, you know, Neil Watson, who is a legend.
Yes, right? The dive god, no doubt.
Yes, Neil Watson is one of my heroes, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about, yes, a dive god.
Right.
All right. Obviously, for Neil and his group to look at this and say, hey, we want to get on the bandwagon with you. He knows what we need. He and I have discussed it over the years. And it's an industry-wide problem. It's not a NAWI or a PADI or an SSI problem. It's an industry-wide problem.
No doubt. And like I said, when I first heard about it, I just thought, wow, this is a really noble effort that NAWI is helping to facilitate. And obviously, it was your brainchild, I guess, Butch Hendrick. I mean, the father of rescue diving. So, I mean, I just think it's awesome. And it just makes perfect sense for anybody, if nothing else, to just sharpen their skills. You know, God forbid they get into one of those scenarios. But at the bare minimum, it just sounds like it would just be a great experience to go through. It would just make you a more solid diver, more confident in your teaching skills and that kind of thing, right?
It is. And one of the things any instructor who's taught more than 25 people to dive will realize that the best student you have in your class could suddenly be your problem tomorrow.
Yeah.
You can't just sit there and go, well, you know, I never would have expected. You have to expect that any one of your students could have a difficulty at any time. And we're not prepared for it. There's little things that I've been preaching and teaching and talking about for, again, well over 30 years. It's just how we wear the octopus. And some of the responses that I've had is, well, yeah, it's not exactly the most efficient technique, but what it would take to change the books, what it would take to change the world. And one of the things that I've said to people is, come to this program in Bimini. Let us work with you for a couple of days. If you don't walk away going, oh, my gosh, I am so much safer, I really understand how I wasn't prepared, right, then we'll do something for you.
At the bare minimum, you're going to have an awesome time hanging out on a beautiful island like Bimini for the weekend if you go to this one. But yeah, just sounds like a great program. All you have to do is go to NAWI.org and look for the Leadership Rescue Workshop under their events tab. And see Butch and the gang and join them. There's a few spots still available. It's going to happen with Neil Watson Scuba Center right there in Bimini. Do it. And great work, Butch. I can't wait to hear about this. If there's any chance I can get over there, I will be there. But if not, hopefully it'll be the first of many. And eventually we'll be able to participate personally as well. But
we certainly love to see you be there. One last thing. It seems to be interesting. is the groups in Europe, in Asia, and so forth, are really very interested in doing this kind of stuff, and we're getting them from different agencies. This is not just a NAWI event. This is an industry event.
Yes.
To try and keep divers safer, keep instructors more capable and higher performance, and so on. So,
well,
thank you very much for having me on.
You got a very noble cause that everybody ought to take advantage of if they want to take their dive instruction seriously. So hats off to you, Butch. We appreciate it. Once again, if you want information on how you can book this Leadership Rescue Workshop in Bimini, just go to NAWI.org, click on the events tab. It's March 16th through the 18th at Neil Watson's Bimini Scuba Center. And as you just heard, it sounds like it's an amazing program for any dive master and above or dive instructor that wants to sharpen their skills, keep those around them that they teach safe, and protect themselves from liability, right? It makes sense. It's a win-win-win. Check it out. And look, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan, Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, come on in. Water's fine.
Give me good water. Give me good water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is now in the studio with me. How you doing, everybody?
I finally made it. What's up, man?
Yeah, I don't know. And you know, there's all kinds of people talking to me.
On the air!
You know, there was Siri. She wanted to join into the conversation for some reason or another. So I told her no.
Yeah.
I will not allow such nonsense.
I know that you are a liar.
Okay. There is that. But we do have Barry the Boater helping us out today.
Present.
He is here. And if that weren't enough, Eric Douglas, author extraordinaire. How you doing, buddy?
Rolling right along, pal.
Yeah, now Jerry the Diver Guy is threatening to join us at some point. But
no, he's here.
Hey, I'm here.
Oh, I didn't see you. Oh, there he is. Yes, Jerry is here. He's been
that invisible?
He's been busy panting. He had texted me. He says, I might be a bit late because I have to do some panting.
Well.
Well, it depends on where you live.
Or, you know, Android spilling.
Yeah. Well,
Android can't spell that good.
Yeah. If it was Siri, like she'd get it right. But, your Google assistant was not Googling properly, I guess.
Well, he was using Southern Google.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That is possible. But he's back from panting. And or now maybe he's panting. I don't know. But regardless, he is here with us.
I'm panting now, that's for sure.
Yeah. So you guys, Eric panting. and Jerry are both up in the mountains of Virginia. Well, no, wait.
Ish.
Ish, right. Is it cold there today? Is it still winter where you are at?
No, it's 60 degrees outside. We're
okay,
just getting hammered by rain.
So, yes.
So, yeah, compared to where
February,
we are.
February, no, it's lovely.
In the 60s.
Yeah, okay.
It's like 86 here.
It definitely is nice and warm, isn't it?
I need my AC today.
It sucks to be you all.
Yeah. Well, not really, actually. It's not bad.
It's
pretty
awesome.
But, yeah, it is definitely getting closer for everybody to dive season. And we have some events to look forward to, indeed. But is the warmer weather getting... You know, your juice is flowing in that regard. Is that why? That's why I figured you were panting,
Jerry. I beg your pardon.
You know?
You know, any warm weather makes me happy. Anything above 70, I'm tickled. I'm close to 70 today.
Close to 70 in the mountains of Virginia. All right. And, we'll just have to, you know, see how warm it gets then, because you're just a few degrees away then. You're almost there. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Are you getting excited about the season?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm
so,
going to head to South Florida here before long.
Yeah? And do what diving? What are you thinking?
Well, any kind of diving is good for me.
I'm starting to think Jerry's already got...
To death to even get wet.
He got a little early start on the spring water, CJ. Are you getting
that impression? Yeah, what define early?
Well, before 5 o'clock
it's
somewhere.
It's paint fumes.
It's paint fumes. That's
oh, God, that's worse.
Wow. Okay. Well, whatever works. We are doing a Facebook Live, by the way, once again. So you can tune in and look at me in front of a microphone for the next couple hours and just gawk. Yeah, but you can also, you know, make some comments and things like that, too, if you like. And we may throw some of them out there as we see them during the commercial break. But look, yeah, I am looking forward to some cool stuff. We have our big live aboard trip, our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, May 12th. And Saba, I'm putting the team together for that one. And it's developing nicely. So that is coming up. You could plan to join us for that if you like. The Dive God is going to check in with us here in just a bit and give us a report from... his latest adventure over in Bimini. He was over there last week, and the winds did kick up a little bit over there. However, they still got in their hammerhead dives.
Nice.
Yeah. So he said it was some pretty good diving, and we'll get a report from him. And if that weren't enough, the folks down in the Keys, I got a dive operator down in Isla Mirada we're going to check in with here at some point during the show and find out, you know, pretty much get a firsthand on the street account of how things are going. One of the reports I've been hearing or frustrations I've been hearing from some divers lately down in the Keys is that, you know, people can go diving, but they're having trouble finding hotel rooms that aren't astronomical prices right now because they have a problem with availability because the hurricane last year whacked all the hotels pretty good. So they're filling them up, and then the rooms that are available are very, very expensive, which is obviously hurting the dive community a little bit down there. So the plus side is now that you know this, you could go down there and know you could possibly get down and get some great diving in because the season's definitely popping down there, but you just got to figure out your accommodation situation a little bit or think, you know, plan ahead a little bit. But we'll find out about what that's all about a little bit later on. Now, Eric and CJ have started a new project because, you know, Eric, the author, is he is the writer of words. That's why, you know, and I've debated whether or not I should start calling him Eric the author.
Authors usually are.
Yeah. But should we call him like,
well,
you know?
Well, yeah? CJ, there's some authors who talk about writing a lot but don't actually produce anything.
Okay, so like wannabes. Mm.
Exactly.
Okay, but that's not Eric, because he has a bunch of books.
He's prolific.
And, you know, but he's actually on the Meet the Crew page at scubaradio.com now. But I was debating, should I put him up there as Eric the author? And I said, no, we won't give him a nickname per se, like Jerry the Diver Guy or Barry the Boater. But he is Eric the author, is he not, CJ?
Yeah.
Okay. So you think we should call him that or just call him Eric Douglas?
I don't know. Why don't you ask him?
Eric the Wordsmith.
Why would I start doing that? Everybody, you know, gets their nickname whether they like it or not. AKA Curly Johnson. Now,
you can go kick him if you like.
No, there was a debate, remember, that CJ...
I don't want to finish the show myself.
True. No,
Eric the Wordsmith.
No, he wanted to change his nickname from Curly Johnson to DJ or CJ Smooth.
No, I never
you did.
Said that.
And then you were going to start dropping the beats.
I know that you were a liar.
Anyway.
Anybody that knows me knows I despise DJs.
Okay. Well, it's not. It's CJ Smooth.
CJ the DJ?
Yeah. God. I almost cursed again.
Don't do that. I got the delay going.
Get your finger on the button.
Yeah, doesn't it just flows so nicely.
That almost came out.
DJ.
All right. Whether it's Eric the author.
My first boss called me that. My first boss in radio called me that, and I hated it.
Yeah, and he killed him.
No,
and he's not alive.
No, it's not true.
Oh, okay. Anyway, CJ has his nickname. Eric, whether it sticks, we'll see. But despite that, they are working together because Eric is the voice of Eric's words. No, I mean CJ is the voice of Eric's words and some audiobook projects. And we're going to announce the latest one.
I thought Eric had the golden voice for that profile.
The golden voice? Is that what you say? I don't know. Maybe he...
Yeah. Yeah.
No, CJ does.
So we nicknamed him that in New York.
No, CJ Smooth. That was something else. Is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. We got Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Boater, Eric the Author, and the Dive God is going to join us in just a minute here. We're going to connect with him, but let's make the big announcement of the new audio book that is being put into production. Eric, you want to make the official announcement or what? What is it?
So just a couple months ago, we released... Turks and Chaos, Hostile Waters, which was set on one of the Scuba Radio scuba cruises with Explorer Ventures.
That's right.
A great novella story, but set entirely on board the boat. So now CJ has agreed once again to come out of semi-retirement and voice Mike Scott again. He is the voice of Mike Scott.
That's right.
So we're now going to do an audiobook version of Turks and Chaos. But just like we did with Lionfish, we're going to include the real voices of several of the Scuba Radio cast members.
Yeah, you know, I'm in this book, and I'm going to reprise my role as myself in Turks and Caicos audio chaos audio book form as well. But otherwise, it'll be Mike Scott, it'll be CJ, and the narrator too, right?
Yeah.
You'll be doing both. And then we'll have all the other characters, the Scuba Cowboy. We have a lot of people from the boat. And we're going to see if we can get them to do their parts as well. So this is going to be quite a little adventure, but a cool thing to execute and then share with the world.
Similar to Lionfish.
Very similar, but different.
Different story.
Different setting. I just want to say, CJ does a fantastic, and I'm not just blowing smoke, CJ does a fantastic job of reading the stories and really makes the stories come alive. I mean, I think the stories are fun to read, but listening to them adds a completely different dimension.
Well, I agree. That's not blowing smoke. That's more of a brown nosing kind of thing.
Well, thanks, Eric. The checks in the mail.
Yes, that's exactly.
Good.
I pay him to say that.
The money has
so a couple months. We'll have a new audiobook out. The fourth one that CJ's done for me, and looking forward to it.
I am too.
All yeah, right. Buddy.
We got more coming up, including the Dive God next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey man, hey, what are you doing today?
I don't know, I was kind of bored. Do you want to do something cool?
Well, like what?
We could go scuba dive.
Oh yeah, that sounds great. I've never done it before.
Well, there's only a few things that you gotta do to be good at it, and it's really easy to learn. Here, I'll show you. Come with me.
Okay, everyone, let's get our gear on. Let's go for a dive. Thanks, you right here.
Now be a scuba diver. It can be so much fun. Making memories and sharing good times in the sun. Descend with the quickness. Equalize so you don't pop. To avoid decompression sickness, always make a safety stop. You know, gonna be a scuba diver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. By the way, I got an email this week asking me about that song. Tim Beaman, B-E-A-M-A-N, does that song, Be a Scuba Diver, Underwater Survivor. Just Google it. You should be able to find the song. It's a cool little tune that he created as a diving enthusiast. And so we're happy to share that with everybody. All right, so we got CJ in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Eric the Author, Barry the Boater, and the Dive God rounding things up right now. Joins us once again, Mr. Neil Watson. He is sitting on his couch at home, and we got him via FaceTime. How you doing, Neil?
Man, I'm doing great. Just decompressing from spending 4 days with my son in Bimini. We had a great time.
Yeah, so I got to get the report, because last time we were talking about this, you were heading over there. I had heard the reports that there was going to be some wind issues, but you got out on the water regardless, right?
Well, you know, the beauty with Bimini is the prevailing winds out of the east, and we can have 20, 25 knot winds, and the Hammerhead site is you know, right offshore on the protected side, so there's no issue with the Hammerhead dives. I mean, you get a little further offshore, it got a little bumpy, but still you could get to most of the reefs on the west side without any problem.
Yeah.
But it's so cool going to Bimini now. I went over on, which I always go now, on the Tropic Ocean Airways, the float plane, and it goes out of the jet center at Fort Lauderdale International, which is all the jet center that the jets go out of.
Right.
And they got valet parking. You don't have any of the TSA stuff. You just get on the seaplane. They take off Indiana Jones style. You land in nice. The water, taxi up, get out, walk through customs, and, you know, 30 minutes later, you could be on the dive boat.
Oh, you got to love that. So yeah, cool. Yeah, and it's not that expensive, too, out of Fort Lauderdale, isn't it?
No, it's $250 round trip.
Yeah.
You know, include taxes and everything. That's the problem. The taxes are like $125. Between the U.S. and the Bahamian taxes and all
right.
the security fees and all of that. So mm-hmm. it's very reasonable.
Yeah,
very reasonable.
But I mean, that'd be worth the ride. Have you ever ridden in a float plane like that, CJ?
No, man.
That'd be
Love
part
to.
Of the adventure,
yeah.
man. When you're going over to Bimini, it's kind of like an Indiana Jones kind of thing anyway, and that adding that element to the mix sounds yeah. pretty cool to me.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
You can fly out of Fort Lauderdale. And, you know, obviously they take off from the main airport. Or if you're in Miami or the Keys or wherever, you can fly out of Watson Island, the seaplane base. So you take off in the water and land in Bimini in the water. Mm. So there's two places you can fly from.
Choices. Yeah. Well, that would be, we got to mark that one off the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some new air service out of Melbourne, Florida, direct to Bimini that we've been looking at. But, you know, and we'll probably do that because it'll be closer for us in Orlando. But being able to go on the float plane, that's worth driving down to Fort Lauderdale, if you ask me. And so we'll put it on the list. But let's talk about the Sharks, because that's why everybody's going over there right now. I mean, how many did you see? How big? What can you tell us there, Doug?
Well, we were getting 6 to 8 of the animals every day. Plus, now we got a resident tiger coming in.
Really?
So you got a tiger shark and a bull shark dive
bonus
combination. It's very cool. Very cool. But yeah, we haven't had a day that we didn't get the animals the whole season. So it's pretty much a guarantee. You know, once you're weathered out, you're going to see these big guys. And like I say, it's in 20 feet of water in white sand bottom. It's a photographer's dream. And, you know, we limit the number of people that are on the dives to make sure everybody can get that money shot and they're not stumbling over each other. And they even have it down to where they kind of rotate the people to get next to the feeder so they could get, you know, the best shots.
Yeah.
But if you're down there an hour and a half, 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours, you know, so there's no limitation to.
You're going to get that picture you always wanted of you and the great hammerhead. And these great hammerheads are like, what, 14 feet? Some of them, are they that long?
14, some are even bigger. Some are like 15 feet. You know, then we do the little Caribbean reef shark dives, and it looks like you're diving with sardines. You know? These guys, they're magnificent. They really are.
What about the this tiger shark you say is coming in? I mean, I know there's like a hierarchy to these things. So when the tiger shark comes in, the great hammerhead swim away, vice versa, or what?
No, they kind of
got used to each other.
Tend to deal with each other. Yeah. They come. I mean, he doesn't. The tiger shark doesn't come in quite as close, but they get it close enough. And he's kind of like figuring out the routine, kind of like Tiger Beach.
Yeah.
And he's getting in closer and closer, kind of getting into the groove. So,
how big is the tiger shark, you figure?
He's pretty big guy. He's probably 10 feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
actually, Neil Jr. right now is at Tiger Beach doing a Tiger Beach trip.
Okay.
So he ran the boat up Monday, whatever. No. Thursday, whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, one of those days last week.
One of those
days. Yeah, and you were telling me that before we actually went on the air, you said that he is so in tune with the animals over there now, you think that the sharks actually recognize Junior. They recognize
absolutely. Him. Absolutely, I do. I think they recognize the boat. They recognize the feeders. They recognize our bait box. And
well, does he still have his big beard, Duck Dynasty beard thing?
Yeah, he looks like Grizzly Adams. if he shaved, he'd probably get attacked by the hammer. They wouldn't know who he was.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was like, he's kind of stuck with that look for a long, long time if he wants to keep this up, I guess, or at least through the season. Yeah. So these sharks hang around Bimini. They figure what, through March, April, maybe?
Well, now December, pretty much into mid-April, like 15th of April.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's some other boats that have been doing the dives, and they've got complaints that they'll get no hammerheads or they'll get one hammerhead. And we get feedback, boy, I wish, you know, you guys hadn't been booked so we could have dove with you, because seems like you got it together.
Well, like I said,
the other boats, no.
Neil Jr. has been doing that for so long. He's kind of like the lead guy over there now, it seems like. And the Sharks know him.
He started it. He's done more of the hammerhead feeds than anybody in the world.
Wow. Well, there you go. He took Michael Phelps out there for Shark Week. So he definitely is the go-to guy now. There in Bimini for these kind of encounters. But, you know, you don't want to get overshadowed by all the other cool stuff. I want to go over there and do this hammerhead or tiger shark thing and mark it off the list. I've done a little bit of it in the past, but I haven't been to Bimini to do this. But when I go over to Bimini, I like going over and seeing the wild dolphins, the stingray stuff, just the reefs and the wrecks and stuff. I mean, it's the water over there is so clear. I mean, I just love it. Every time I go over there, I just have a blast. Right, Neil?
Well, the neat thing is the way Bimini is positioned. I mean, it's less than a mile from the Gulf Stream, So every time you get a tide change in the incoming tide, I mean, it's like a pool filter. You have all that pristine, clear water coming in from the Gulf Stream into the shallows of Bimini. And I've dove the Caribbean and been in business 50 years in the Bahamas and Caribbean. And hands down, I think Bimini has consistently the best visibility of anywhere.
Well, it definitely is quite a destination for sure. And, you know, you get that workshop you're doing with Nawi here in a couple weeks. And you could go take advantage of that. And you have all this extra stuff out there to play, as well as learning some cool stuff to keep your dive training safe and secure and just making your skills a little better. So they're doing great work there at Neil's place. And Neil, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for the update, and we will we'll be in touch again soon, okay?
Absolutely, pal.
There you go. The dive god, Mr. Neil Watson. He is the man. And, you know, the thing is, I mean, who wouldn't want to do that? I mean, do you know anybody, any diver around that you've ever spoke to who didn't just hear all that adventure go, nah, I don't want to go there.
I'm dying to go.
Yeah. This is kind of like, it just sounds better and better every time we get the reports.
I don't want to do that.
So, you know, I mean, we're going to have to get make that happen. And now the season has begun. I mean, it's not over. We get through April to make this happen, CJ. Let's
all right. I'm in.
All right. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Explore new places, make new friends, do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at naui.org.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Infotainment.
We're lost children of the sea.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. We got Jerry the Diver Guy, Eric the Author, Barry the Boater, and now we have Big Wave Dave. He is connected with us via FaceTime. And I believe he's out in L.A. at the L.A. Adventure Show. Am I right or wrong, Dave?
You're right. The L.A. Travel and Adventure Show on the left coast.
Where, guess what? It's like cold, like Wisconsin. It's like 40 degrees this morning.
Really? So in L.A., it's actually cold today, colder than the mountains of Virginia. So hopefully that'll make Jerry and Eric feel a little better, a little better about themselves. I don't know. But it's a big event, though, right, Dave? And you're inside, so it don't matter.
And hey, we got the water like at 89 degrees, so it's a very tropical destination. It's kind of like the Cayman Islands. Mm-hmm. Now, we're turning people on. In fact, we have people in the pool right as the doors open, so it's going to be a phenomenal day. We got dive stars here, both Patty SSI turning people on to scuba.
Excellent.
We've got people playing with the Seabob scooter. And we've had some great TV interviews already today.
Well, that's great, great stuff. Sharing the love of diving. That's what they do with the Go Dive Now pool. You can check it out, godivenow.com. Find out where Dave is going to be. So you did some live shots with the local news anchors today. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we had KTLA, which is like a big independent station out here. So mm-hmm. we had one of the reporters in the water talking about diving and trying things out.
Yeah. Now, I know
had
you
a couple newspapers
you
yesterday.
Do that every place you go. And that's part of the reason why the DEMA organization supports this effort to, share the love of diving across the country at these events. Have you ever had one of these, news reporters or whatever get a little wiggy on you as far as, like, it just wasn't for them? Or have they all been like, oh, my God, this is the best thing ever, which is, like, 99% of the time, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's like on their bucket list. They all keep it for their tapes, to get different jobs. And once in a while, you get somebody who gets done and said, it was great, but not for me. But, that's the people in the world. It's not necessarily for everybody. But majority of people, again, are having a great time and looking to take a vacation. And starts, here there's travel everywhere. But, we like to have them get a visit down to the Cayman Islands.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, just to remind them that, hey, if you're going to go on vacation, you might as well go someplace where you can actually jump in the water and go see all the cool critters and stuff and experience a whole new world. And so that's what the whole pool experience is all about. So this LA Adventure Show, how big is it? Is this one of the biggest ones in the country or no?
These guys do a series, about three of them. And it's a very large hall. It takes up two of their convention halls here. So, it is very big. In fact, I'm able to talk to you in the trailer because it's so noisy. We've got a Global Beast stage with, I think, some screaming, howling dancers. And next to us, we got a camel ride. So we're in the middle of all the activities.
What, screaming, howling dancers? What's that all about? What are they promoting
I don't know what group it is, but they keep on doing them. Everything else. So we have earlier with steel drums, a little everything going on today.
They're promoting their different adventure travel places to go. And
their places, yep.
Cultures. It sounds like a Polynesian thing, maybe, or like firewalkers, Fijian dancers, or something like that.
I've heard of howling monkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw the Fijian dancers earlier today.
So it's not those.
You kind of can't miss them. They're right next to the pool.
These are howling dancers.
Are those the ones with the batons that are on fire?
Yeah, they do that in Fiji. Yeah,
I don't know if they're looking to let them. I don't know if they're going to light them up here. But no, guess what?
Light it up. Had some
change in plans. Am I going to see you in New Jersey in a few weeks?
Yes, that would be awesome. You're going to be up there. Oh, that is great news. Yeah, Beneath the Sea, the big dive show up in the Northeast in Secaucus, New Jersey. We'll be up there doing our thing, and now we've just learned Davis. So you're going to be set up in the back of the venue. Or do we know where you'll be?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, that's
correct. Yeah, the back corner, which we've been there before, but, I'm sure in that hall you'll find us very easy. And, again, the water will be very warm. I don't know what the temperature will be outside in New York.
It's hard to say.
Than it is in California.
I was going to say, he's got to be inside. If they put him outside, his pool could double as an ice rink.
Well, it's 50-50 at that time of year at the end of March in
Secaucus. It was cold last year. I know that.
There's those howling. It's those howling dancers. I hear them. Wow, they are loud, Dave.
I'll get on my trail and you're really hellish in the background.
Wow. That's a crazy adventure
show
they got.
Are they in pain?
Nope.
Okay, good.
They're howling in pain, hoping that you'll come to their island and rescue them or something. Is that what it is? I don't know. Whatever they're going to do to promote their destination. All right. Well, Dave, enjoy your day of diving in L.A., there in the convention center at the L.A. Adventure Show. And we will look forward to Beneath the Sea. It'll be here before we know it here, man, just a few weeks, okay?
And check the schedule out at godivenow.com. See where I'm going to be next. I know up and coming, I may be in Tampa, Denver, and somewhere else.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He just goes where they tell him. And he shows up there with a big old pool that you can dive into. Dave, great work. Thanks again. We'll talk again soon, my friend.
See you in a few weeks.
All right, there you go. Big Wave Dave. So, you know, by the way, if you ever see the pool out there, you ought to go up to him and say, hey, I know you. You're that guy. That guy that does the pool thing. And he'll give you a baiting suit.
You're the man with the plan, Dan.
Okay.
Something like, what are you?
Yeah, no, Dave. He's Big Wave Dave.
Right.
You're the one making the waves in the pool or the bubbles or something. I don't know. But he's a great guy. He really is. And he does great
Getting
work.
Getting water on the rug, Doug.
Okay.
I know, something rhymes.
Is that what that is? It's a rhyme? Is that what you're
thinking? Big Wave Dave.
Big Wave Dave. See, everybody has their little nickname, CJ.
He's got a cool one, but the Dive Gods
CJ
is the coolest.
CJ Smooth.
Damn you!
Hey, okay. You know, Curly? Go back to Curly
no.
Johnson? One of these days,
why do I even? Show
one of these
up?
Days, we have to have one that you like. I want you to like your name.
I like
I don't
it
want you to hate
now.
Yourself. That's bad form.
Station jockey.
Okay, I guess.
That's
all right.
Bad.
Look, we're gonna check in with our friends down in the Florida Keys in hour two and much, much more on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.